Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon, and what a show today, guys.
What a day. There's a vibe. What are you wearing tonight?
So this is
Budgie Smugglers again.
No, I was going to wear just duck fat. Because the duck fat with the Budgie Smugglers was a great combo, but I've done it, you know? And I thought, what takes real courage? And I thought, just duck fat.
You're just going to wear duck fat.
I'm going to wear Doug's fat.
Hey, Doug. To the Ed Sheeran concert.
It'll help you
live
slip into the front of the mosh pit.
I know. Yeah. I think if I'm wearing just duck fat, I won't need to slip anywhere.
No.
I think I'll clear away. Yeah.
Duck fat on the tube, you'll be arrested. We
for
are
being
going
too hot, am I right?
To see Ed Sheeran live at Wembley tonight. We're going to chat to our gorgeous listeners who've come on this fantastic journey with us today. Hear from Ed again, see how he's going.
Yep.
It is a packed show.
Yes. And Bickers, why don't you kick us off right?
Great.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club. Makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Yeah. Rain saying she a gold digger.
Hanging sexy back.
Wiggin' a whack.
Big Boss Booty Drop.
I hope he plays this tune tonight.
I thought you meant in the club. I don't think he's going to.
Wiggity-wiggity-wiggity-whack.
What's the actual name of this song? I've realised I just know the two-stepping with the woman I love. Is it two-step?
Yeah.
I hope he plays two-step tonight.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
Quick score check, please, Jesse.
I believe it is 6-8. The Bickmore is coming back.
But what about things you don't believe? What about things that are just fact?
In theory, it could be 5-9, and you could be a little bit further ahead.
Okay. Is that your height?
Bang! So good.
I'm 6'1".
You're not.
In heels. That's fine.
Are you even 6?
Hey, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Okay. Hit me, this guy.
The tall guy.
That's not what happened when we measured you last night.
No, I was 6'1 when we measured me last night.
Yeah. Gave you a bit extra.
Yeah, we did.
Tippy toes. Okay.
But all right.
Actually, Jesse was in heels then as well, so it did throw the measurement off. That was a weird place.
Yeah, but it was fun though.
It was fun. Yeah. I just think when they make us wear heels, but then remove the rest of our clothes. Like, what a weird establishment.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, you got to try new things.
You do.
Yeah.
Jesse, the first song.
Here is your first song.
Tommy. Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger.
Good job.
Thank you. Look what you made me do. I'm somebody new. That's what you were doing, though.
Yeah. Not by the end. We weren't strangers then.
No.
All righty. One Zip song number two.
Oh, Carrie. Wannabe, Spice Girls. If you want to be my lover,
you got to get with my friend. Jesse, you've done a funny thing with your sounds today.
You're really
like dinging that bell softly.
Yeah.
It's a little limp ding. It's like you've won, but not by much.
I'm just really relaxed after last night.
Yeah, that's why you got a limp ding. Okay.
All righty, here's song number three.
Carrie. Oasis, Wonderwall. Oh, that was better. Give it to me, Jess.
Yeah, Big Ding.
Oh, Big Ding's back. Oh, great. Oh, now I'm just a 5'9" bug in the corner again. That's old Big Ding's walked in here.
All right, 2-1, song number four. What is?
Oh. Tommy.
Tommy is tied up.
Queen, We Will Rock You.
There's some real big ding energy in that song.
I don't reckon Queen have any big ding energy.
You don't think?
I think they're the worst band of all time.
Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
That is people stomping their feet and clapping their hands. And Bohemian Rhapsody is a Rocker Steadford anthem.
Stop. So I was never into Queen because Waleed talks about Queen all the time. And then I saw it. I saw the movie. Ollie got into it. And I realized that it's actually, I'm down.
Two complaints about the movie. The music sucks. And the only other complaint is they rammed so many teeth into that poor man's mouth.
There was a lot of teeth. But I think the poor man in real life had a lot of teeth.
Not that many. No one has that many
teeth. Because I Googled the man during the movie because I was like, surely he didn't have that much teeth. Yes. And he had a lot of teeth.
But I've seen him in Batman and he does not have that. He would have been more frightening if they'd just put him dressed up as Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury had big teeth.
Oh, sorry.
Not the actor.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury.
That's
was
what
in
they were trying to make him
Batman.
Look like.
Move on.
All right, two all. Song number five for the win.
Carrie.
Because.
Harry Styles. As it was. Yeah, she's back, baby.
Punishing energy from you today.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I don't know why all the women in my life, they hit a laugh that I only ever hear when it involves my misery.
It's so good. So you know, and everyone listening will know this experience, you know when you're dancing, you're on a dance floor and you feel the rhythm, you feel the beat inside and you feel like you look like Beyonce.
So that's not what I felt like
and
at any
then
point.
You look back at Vision and you go, wow, that's not me. I don't look like Beyonce.
Oh, no, I knew.
What were you thinking you looked like?
So we went to do bachata together. And
that was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
that was like a Latin
like
kind
a Latin
of dance.
Thing.
And you loved it.
I loved it. It was so fun. I got to hold hands with all these beautiful women. Yeah. It was
and
fantastic.
Your hips felt the rhythm.
My hips felt the rhythm.
Feel the, what's
and
the,
I thought,
anyway.
I thought,
bobsled. That's
I thought,
it.
Mr. Flatley, move over. The new order of the dance has arrived.
Yeah.
And then last night, we went and did a hip-hop class.
Well, because I felt like we had genuinely had so much fun and we both said we wanted to do more of a dance class together.
And then we got in there and the vibe was very different.
Well, because it's a solo thing. You don't dance hip-hop with opposite someone.
I didn't get to touch anyone.
No, you didn't. You just sweat it up on yourself.
Yes, and we were doing the warm-ups. Yeah. Also, the class was empty. It was like me, you, and then I think three instructors.
And two girls that didn't speak. They were Brazilian, I think.
And they wore masks.
Yeah. They did wear masks.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
And then in the warm ups.
Yeah, we got lost.
I couldn't keep up, and I kicked my ankle four times in a warm up step, and so I was over.
I don't know what Eli. Which bit of the which is this towards the end when we've nailed it? What I'm about to watch now, or at the beginning?
When we've nailed it, where that never happened.
No, you kind of got a bit better,
mate.
Let me have a look. Okay, this is you. Let's see how you're going.
And
here.
The instructors didn't.
Yep. Okay. And sidestep and ready and.
No, that's me doing it.
Oh, that's not you doing it. You're just standing there.
Yes, I know. Oh. That's me doing it.
Yeah, but what about you? Oh. Oh my God.
That's me hip-hopping. Oh, here we go. That's me hip-hopping.
Oh my God. Okay, that's unfair to you. Because I was next to you and I got glimpses of you in the mirror and you were better than that. Eli stitched you up here. Web guy Eli showed me. Oh God, now that's me. Put that away.
No, you were good.
No, I wasn't. You looked like a baby giraffe that had just been born. And
but a baby giraffe that was grooving. No, you were good.
Oh, can you please?
I went to Reformer Pilates once and I didn't know how to do it. And the dude, there was like nine hot girls in the class and I was like wrapped up in the bed and he was like, yeah, great work, champ. And I'm like, I'm dying here. And I felt like that in that class. I was like, I've fallen over three times.
Yeah.
And the instructor is still, all you've said is, great stuff.
Eli's
to the music now, double speed.
Eli's got another bit to show us. Here we go.
At Gary Tommy Show if you want to see the video.
Also, I know why they went.
What are we doing next, Bollywood?
I don't know. I think this is giving you too much joy.
Oh, it is. I want all of this and more. Once a week.
Okay, okay, great. Bollywood next? Is this so you can practice your accent?
Gary and Tommy.
We drive home this afternoon. It's Gary Bigmore and Tommy Little.
We are here in London with our beautiful listeners. We wish we could have brought you all.
Yes.
One by one, we'll get you on a trip with us in some capacity.
One by one?
One by one.
Why don't we just put them all on the plane?
Well, because I'm hoping we have more listeners than a plane.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry. I just thought you meant we'll make them travel solo.
No, I just mean we'll that not wait. Everyone's been able to come on. We're about to meet some of our listeners that are here with us for our Ed to London trip. But I feel for the listeners who are listening going, that's not me. And I'm saying at some point you will be with us partying over our journey together.
I mean, the good news for you back home is Australia is a far superior country. Well done.
We'll do a trip within Australia that you guys can come to.
Yes.
We're going to meet some of those listeners next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, we have headed to London to see Ed Sheeran. All thanks to Snooze. A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what little Snooze can do.
We're excited.
Yeah.
Almost as excited are the beautiful listeners who have won the trip of a lifetime to come with us and see Ed Sheeran. Already I've heard they've arrived, they've landed, they've touched down in London town. Mm. Already I've heard they've had the UK experience.
Really?
On the way from the airport, they drove past Wills and Kate.
Nah, they would have been impersonators because...
No, it was them. The road was cordoned off and everything.
Next you'll be saying they saw Elton John.
Nah, that was me. Oh, that's right. I didn't. It was an impersonator. We have one of our gorgeous listeners on the line now, Liara. Hi!
Morning. How are you?
Morning. Liara, are you living it up in London town?
We are absolutely living it up. Today we're off to see Hamilton and a whole bunch of sites over that side of town.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
I heard you had espresso martinis for breakfast. Is that true?
Yeah. When we arrived, Josh was waiting there and we all requested espresso martinis. So we started off on the right foot here.
Good.
Okay. So for listeners who are just hearing you now and they may not have heard you win, tell us about who you are, who you're with, who you're here with, and how pumped you are to see Ed.
Okay, cool. I am Liara and I am here with my husband Ryan. And
hello, Governor.
Oh, hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
Jesus, actually. So yeah, I was just teaching in Jindalee when I got the call about being shortlisted, and then I was just losing my mind at home in my backyard when you guys called me to send me to London. So, yeah, and here we are.
Hey, Liara, I've been told to ask you what you did yesterday. What did you do yesterday?
It was a little bit embarrassing, but we had all planned to go out for dinner because it's Enza's birthday. Well, it was Enza's birthday yesterday. We'd all planned to go out for dinner, and you know me, iron deficiency. I was like, you know what, we'll just have a quick little nap at 5 o'clock. And, yeah, we slept right through until
30. Oh, no, you
Everyone
missed.
Went out last night and we missed that.
Do you know, Liara, funny story, my dad... when he came to London, like about 20 years ago or even longer, he came to the MTV Music Awards to watch. And it was this epic award show where I think it was maybe Michael Jackson, Queen. It was just a combination of people at that moment that everyone wanted to see. And he thought, I'll have a little nap, Liara. And he went to bed at 5 p.m. and he woke up the next morning and missed the entire thing. So you're not alone.
You guys have to knock on our door if we're missing Ed Sheeran.
Hey, Liara, we can't wait to see you and party with you.
So keen. Did you get the shirts?
Oh, we haven't got the shirts. You can give us the shirts tonight when we see you at Birdie Blossoms before we go to the concert, okay?
Well, Josh has got the shirts, so hopefully he'll get them to you. And, yeah, we'll see you in them.
No. I did wonder why Josh was wearing 5 shirts when I saw him.
See you tonight, Liara.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, as everybody knows, we are in London and one of the most London things,
the
weirdly.
Tube.
No.
Big red bus.
Oh, Buckingham Palace.
There's another another thing that's in London.
Big overground.
Those funny
Big Ben.
Little,
London Eye.
Those funny little carts that...
the tuk-tuks.
That are super expensive and they play music in the back. And I saw them and I thought, I've got something we can do.
Because we're here in the middle of London, web guy Eli is flapping about trying to set up some GoPro on some chariots. Now, these things are all around the city, so we thought what better thing to do than race each other.
You thought?
Yeah, I did.
You know I'm competitive.
I've been catching these
every day.
Is this
same but backwards?
No, no, we're going forwards unless something goes real wrong. Do you know who you've got? You got the red rocket up here?
I got the red rocket. And I've got Mario.
I've got...
It's made up a name.
I've got the grey merkin back here.
You got Edward.
I got Ed, yes. What's your name, sir? Nah.
We'll go with Edward.
We got Edward versus Mario. And what's on the line apart from bragging rights?
Dinner? Beer at the end. Oh. I don't drink beer, but okay, champagne at the end. No? More than that?
Well,
dinner.
Clearly I'm more confident than you. Because I'm like a 7-course.
A burger. A burger and a pint.
Chariotto, Reso for a burgo and pinto with Eduardo and Mario. Let's go, go. So the end line is Piccadilly Circus. First, touch the statue in the middle. Are we ready to rate? Go, 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 go!
Let's go!
Here we go.
Oh, no,
bye, suckers!
I've got a family. You've got this. Come on,
we've
got this.
The hill. This is
okay,
good.
Uphill. Yep, yep, yep. You don't want to deal with.
See you, dirtbags.
Shit, there's a car.
Do you reckon you can attempt an overtaking manoeuvre here on the right? Go, we got a gap. Go, go, go for it, go for it, go for it. Don't make me inject you with steroids. I will.
Block him. Just do some weekly and he won't be able to get in the way.
I will pay whatever fines you get, sir. Whatever we need to do.
Yeah, baby! Oh, gosh, there's a car coming. Oh, he's coming up the side.
See you, dirtbags.
Oh shit, he's going back. Oh god, what's happening? Oh, up the pumps.
Great.
We've mounted the curb. Or they've taken the lead, but just don't think it's for long, guys.
I don't call us Bike Armstrong for nothing.
If you get tired, I can take turns with you, okay? Yeah, yeah. As soon as you get tired, I can tag team with you.
I will whip you, sir. It must be nearly the home straight, is it? They're running
out
of gas.
Out. We're not.
They're
we're
running
not running
out of
it.
Gas.
We're just saving it for when
I
we need it.
I always knew.
You've got this. Yeah, around the side. He's going around the side.
No.
You've got this.
Get back.
I can feel it. The wind in my hair. We need chariots of fire.
I know we need chariots of fire, don't we?
Round. In. Ducking through the middle. Oh, we're right up between two buses. Oh, this has given us the edge. Oh, no, they're going around. Here they come.
We can still get them.
Oh, no, here they come. Ah, damn it. Oh, shivers. Now they're in front. Oh, we're going up the sidewalk.
Right.
They're going up the sidewalk. Oh, my God, there's people. Oh.
That's our statue in the middle, isn't it?
Is that the statue? No, I've got to run. I'm out.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
I've got this! Yes.
Damn it!
Oh! Oh!
No way.
No work. Good work, Mario.
Is it a good time or a bad time to tell you that I offered my driver a $50 tip if he won?
Well, I would have done that. I would have offered anything.
Well, dinner's going
to
cost you.
I offered to ride. Okay, dinner's on me.
Good race.
How funny, how puffed we sound. They rode. We didn't even ride.
Yeah, I know, and you desperately wanted to ride.
Yeah, I did. He was going so slow, I knew I could do better.
I could tell when you guys were getting close to us from behind because I could just hear this. Do you want me to have a go riding?
I had fresh legs, you know. So much fun.
At Carrie Tommy Show on the socials if you want to check out the video.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon and still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
I've realised today's going to be the last time I see you before your big swim.
Oh.
Yes. The next time I see you, you'll be a North Sea champion.
Veteran. Or we might not.
Stop
that.
I feel like you should. Yeah, okay.
No, everybody around me keeps saying there's a chance something will happen to you during this swim.
No, I keep saying
he'll be fine. So when you talk like that, it makes me nervous.
No, I'll be fine, but it's never been done before. And so there's obviously a chance that we don't complete.
Oh, my God, you're in uncharted waters.
No.
Yeah, literally. No, I think it's been charted.
Oh, sorry.
It just unswam waters.
You will complete it. You will definitely complete it. And
people should go and donate as well.
I was going to say, one of the reasons I know you'll complete it, because...
I should have said we'll definitely complete it. If you donate enough, then we'll finish it.
No, I know you will complete it because you have your eye on the prize, and that is raising money for Spinal Cord Injury Australia, a cause that's very close to your heart. And we are going to speak to someone up next who has called into our show because they've been so inspired by what you're doing.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Not long to go until your big swim. And the incredible thing about this big swim is you're not doing it for fun. You are doing it to try and change lives. You are doing it to raise money for Spinal Cord Injury Australia. And we've had so many people call up over the last couple of weeks with their own experience. But one woman who reached out after hearing this is what you were doing, Lynn, joins us now on the phone. Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy. How are you?
Very well, Lynn. Tell us why you reached out.
Well, I was a pianist and a music teacher for many years and ended up with some pins and needles in my fingers one day. Didn't think anything of it. Just thought, just RSI. But after a little few months went by, I had an MRI, found that I had a tumour growing in my spinal cord at C6. And it was slowly progressing down the left-hand side of my body. And I spoke to three surgeons who said that they wouldn't perform the surgery, that it was too dangerous. They weren't able to get to it, and I was just going to be a total quadriplegic eventually as it continued to grow. But I wasn't going to give up. I thought I'm going to try the fourth time. And I found Professor Kate Drummond, who I went to meet, and she basically said to me, of course, you need to get this tumour removed. You're 30 with husband and two young kids. We're going to get this done. Honestly, couldn't believe that there was any hope. But after 7 hours of surgery, Professor Drummond removed the tumour. I did come out of the surgery, though, not being able to move anything from my neck down, just had this buzzing sensation in my legs. Which was basically, I suppose, my spinal cord still trying to connect to my brain. But after 2.5 years of rehab, I can now walk. Left-hand side is about 80% function. And I had some sensation problems from my waist down. So I basically have pins and needles. I can drive and I'm enjoying life. I suppose this is me living with a spinal cord injury, but I'm so blessed and grateful for Professor Drummond working her magic. And it's just hit 8 years and she gave me a second chance at life.
Oh, Lynn.
Lynn, firstly, my mum is a Lynn, so forgive me if I get emotional when you start talking more in depth about what happened. But I'm gonna ask you, if you don't mind, to just go back to that moment when you kind of got your diagnosis, and as you said, you were 30, and just what was going through your head, your heart, and how that kind of unfolded?
Honestly, I was numb to start off with. I just thought, how can this be possibly happening to me? I'm in my 30s, I'm healthy, I had a young family and a husband. I thought, this can't be possible, it's not going to happen, it's just going to go away. But as I said, as time went by, things became more numb down the left-hand side. I could stand in the shower, couldn't feel the hot and cold water down the left-hand side of my body anymore. And when I did get that diagnosis and I thought, well, I can't live like this, and then having three surgeons tell me that they couldn't do anything to help me, I really thought there was going to have to be some kind of major miracle that was going to have to happen. And as I said, I met Kate Drummond and she saved my life.
I can imagine, Lynn, it's been a huge thing for your family as well. How have they gone watching you go through everything?
It definitely made my kids grow up really quickly. They were looking after their mum when I came home because I really couldn't walk properly without any assistance to start off with. And my husband, himself, he was basically looking after all of us. And trying to work at the same time, and we had to do modifications so that I could get around. And my kids at that stage were only 7 and 9, so it was pretty hard to see their mum, not being able to get up and do things. I wasn't able to play piano anymore, just purely because my left hand's not as good as it used to be. And, yeah, it was really hard on the kids to the point where, you know, they would, you know, weren't coping with it at all. You know, there'd be people picking them up and dropping them off to get them places. But they're back on track now and, yeah, they're, you know, better for it, I think. They've had to wise up pretty quickly supporting their mum.
Hey, Lynn, I reckon a lot of people, unless they have met someone like yourself, wouldn't think of a tumour when they think of a spinal cord injury.
No, they don't. They don't. But I've got a big whopper scar up my neck and into the base of my head that can show you where exactly that surgery was performed. So, yeah, no, you don't. And you don't think if you're having surgery in your spinal cord in your neck, why are your legs affected by that? Why are your hands affected by that? The spinal cord is the centre of everything and getting up to the brain. And as soon as you've got something that breaks that way, then the communication breaks down. So if I'd left it the way it was, I probably wouldn't even be here anymore.
Lynn, advancements in this area and trying to find a cure are slow, but advancements in surgery and what Professor Kate Drummond has been able to do for you, you know, it has been amazing. And we want to speak to Professor Kate Drummond next. Would you mind staying with us? And on the other side, we're going to speak to the woman who has changed your life.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll do that on the other side of this. If you do want to donate, just jump online, Google Tommy Little's Big Swim, or you can find it in our socials as well at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're currently joined on the line by Lynn, who reached out to us after hearing that you were raising money for Spinal Cord Injury Australia with your great swim you're doing from England to Belgium. Lynn has been telling us her story of being diagnosed with a tumour on her spine 8 years ago and the life-changing moment of that diagnosis and what that journey has been since. But she spoke to us about not being able to find someone that would be able to remove the tumour, and she was told you were going to have to live with it for the rest of your life, and you know that you'll be a quadriplegic, and that is what your life has ahead of you, until she found Professor Kate Drummond, who joins us on the line now. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy. How are you? Hey, Lynn, if you can hear me.
Hi.
Now, I should say, for full disclosure, I know Professor Kate Drummond incredibly well because she performed incredible surgery on my late husband, Greg Lynn. So I know the incredible work of Kate Drummond and how life-changing she can be. Kate, can you tell us a little bit about when you first met Lynn and the journey she'd been on and what you thought you could do for her?
Well, I mean, I just remember meeting Lynn and her being a piano teacher, which Tommy just said Lynn's his mum's name. Well, my mum's a piano teacher. So I was just thinking, oh, this is just a disaster for this person. You know, here's this woman who's, you know, whose whole life is about her hands. And she's got this tumour, which while technically surgically curable, if you can remove it, is right in the middle of the main conduit, or the only conduit, between the brain and the rest of the body. So, you know that it's going to be high-risk surgery, but, you know, you can't leave it there because it's not going to stop growing, and so it's just going to slowly make things worse and worse. So it's quite difficult to pick the right time. You know, when it's too small, you've got to cut through too much normal spinal cord to get there. When it's too big, it's already done too much damage. But, you know, I think we sort of managed to skirt through that. And, you know, Lynn's, you know, she's being a little bit modest there. I mean, part of her recovery is really her extraordinary spirit and extraordinary hard work. So, you know, I think it was a bit of a team effort there.
And Lynn, how did you feel? I mean, you said you'd spoken to a couple of people. Lynn, how did you feel the first time you met Kate and to be told basically that you had other options and simply do nothing?
Oh, it was amazing. It was a miracle. I honestly went to the appointment going, oh, you know, I'll just give this a go, but everyone's told me there's no hope. like my husband, I just looked at his face and jaws dropped and I was like, wow, okay, I'm actually going to have surgery. Like there's actually going to be some kind of future after this.
Mm.
So it was amazing later that she was going to spend that huge amount of time microscopically taking that out and changing my life.
Kate, we've spoken about over many years the slow advancements in some areas of cancer, but in this case of dealing with spinal cord injury, Tommy here is raising money for spinal cord injury. Obviously, surgery has been the way forward for Lynn. Where do you think we're on the cusp of any other kind of treatments or way forwards for helping people with spinal cord injury?
Well, I think, you know, Lynn's in a very sort of specific situation where there's a lump to be removed. And the surgery for that, you know, in terms of the instruments we have and the monitoring we can have to make the operation safer, there's been a lot of advances there. The biggest problem is, you know, repairing the cord or parts of the cord when it's actually severed. And the nerves are just not very good at finding their way back along the right path and growing back. And that's really, I think, the frontier of what will have to happen next. And although, I mean, I think there's a lot of work, you know, when you think about it, things like who's the guy who was Superman? You know, they've been spending millions and millions of dollars on spinal cord research. And I think there's a lot of promising things, both looking at rerouting the nerves or, you know, some people think stem cells may be the way to go or... but you know, there's still a long way to go. We need a lot of money into that.
Mm. Hey, Lynn, when you're going through something like this, I can imagine a lot of your appointments with Kate are talking through how you're feeling, what's the next step, what the next treatment plan looks like for you. Not a lot of time is spent being able to tell your surgeon exactly how they've changed your life and how you feel about them. Is there anything you want to say to Kate now that you have the chance to?
Oh, absolutely. Every time I see her for my appointments, you know, it's a living with her for the rest of my life kind of scenario. I have to see her, you know, once a year for MRIs. So she's part of my family now, basically. And she knows how grateful I am for her giving me this opportunity to, you know, to not be hindered by this tumor and to be, you know, able to have, you know, a better life. We've now have to, you know, she's stuck with me now. So I'm very, very grateful to have her in my life.
Professor, thank you for all your great work.
Thank you for your swimming.
And Lynn, thank you for coming on and sharing your story. We really appreciate it from both of you. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us. Bye.
Tommy, I hope you raise a huge amount of money for Spinal Cord Injury Australia, and that we do find a cure for spinal cord injuries someday soon.
You're a legend. Thanks, Lynn.
And if you do want to donate and help push the cause along, just jump online and Google Tommy Little's Big Swim, or you can find the link on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show as well.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, it is officially the weekend, but not just
the top off that frothy,
weekend.
Dudes.
Are we allowed to do it? Really?
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
Dudettes as well.
I haven't bought my bottle opener. Can you do that thing where you open it with your back teeth?
Amazing.
Again?
Yeah.
Thank you. She is a woman of many talents. Sound effects not being one of them.
Still haven't heard this version.
Yeah, a bit of Ed Sheeran, but still got the EDM for you because I know that's how you like to knock it off.
Yes.
This is hectic. He definitely won't play this version, I don't think, tonight.
Nah, I don't think so.
What are you going to do with all your glow sticks if he doesn't play this version?
Oh, I'm fine to wear them during the normal version because, you know, it doesn't take much for me to really like...
What word's coming next? Really like what?
Let loose. Let go. Yeah. I mean, I let loose to Fleetwood Mac, you know. So off to Ed Sheeran tonight. Up next, though, your chance to win a stack. And when I say a stack, I mean a big stack of cash.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, there is no better present than cash. Like when people give you actual gifts that they've thought about, it's great. But everybody really just wants cash.
Yeah.
We recognise that on this show and we're giving the people what they want.
Strangers locked in a room. On a table in the middle of the room lies 20 grand. All you've got to do to make it yours is convince enough people in that room that you deserve it the most. Carrie and Tommy's Who Are You to Judge? Thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
First things first, big thank you to Jennifer. She's our voiceover artist.
Jenny.
Yeah, Jennifer is Australian, but she went on a one-week holiday to America and she's come back rocking the accent.
I like being Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie.
This is so exciting. Well. If you've got good powers of persuasion, this is for you because there is 20 grand on the line. You just have to convince everyone in the room, and that's going to be harder than you think it is, that you should take the cash home because, of course, everyone's going to think they should take the cash home.
Yes.
And so what tactics are you going to use?
Do you know what I would do?
What?
I'd put on an accent.
Would you?
Yeah, I'm Tommy. I'm here to take your cash. It's my friend Carrie.
If you think you have the skills needed to win that 20 grand cash, what do you do, Jess?
CarrieandTommy.com.au.
Do the accent.
Go. CarrieandTommy.com.au. Yes. Go and register right now. It's all thanks to the brand new Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
It's a ripping show.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays and the end of the week. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy rapt or raw.
This is the end of our time together in London. What a fun week we have had. It's also the end of my family adventure.
Yes.
In the UK, heading back home to Oz,
yes.
Back to cold Australia.
Back to the best country in the world because...
I've had such a wonderful time and it's had highs and lows. Mm. Every family adventure has highs and lows. Mm. That's what makes it an adventure and they're the memories we will have and I've had such a beautiful time. But I've had such a great time with you guys here as well this week. How are you feeling, Jesse, about your time here in London?
Guys, I am beyond wrapped. It has been so much fun. But one thing has really stood out for me and that was Tommy's glistening rig as he walked down Carnaby Lane covered in duck fat and only his budgie smuggle was.
Now he's asking where the closest dentist is while walking down the street in budgie smugglers and lathered in duck fat.
It's been a long time since we've used this word, but I just saw an old man look very aghast.
That's a meat word.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's not going to go up to the poor lady having her lunch.
Excuse me. Do you know where the closest dentist is?
Sorry, I'm not here. Sorry,
Me too. Don't worry.
That's okay.
Thank you.
He looks so uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
I can't believe he's doing this willingly. Is this him fulfilling his life?
Well, he's just about that money.
He's about his money. I think it's in the bag. I think his $2,000 from Hamish Blake is
absolutely
in the bag. You know what he reminds me a bit of? Do you remember Kramer in Seinfeld when he's been up on the deck sunning himself and he looks like a roast chicken? Oh. That's what he looks like.
Oh, my God, that couple that just walked past said, that's why you have to wear a mask around here.
You loved that so much. You knew you looked good and that's why you posted it to your socials.
Jesse covering me in duck fat.
Yeah, no, you strutting about with your rig out. Nice six-pack. When did that happen? Am I really embarrassing you now?
Because I'm wrapped. You didn't ask, but I'm wrapped.
After
a few months, I'm still laughing at Jesse saying, budgie smuggle us. I'm wrapped as well because after you've been living here for a few months, you're basically a local.
Yeah.
You've adopted the accent.
Hello, hello, hello.
As we put to the test in the back of London Cabs.
When he orders fish and chips, does he ask for bits? It's a thing I learnt last night. They order bits.
We're going to have fish and chips for dinner.
When he orders fish and chips, does he ask for extra bits?
When you order fish and chips, do you ask for some extra bits?
And does he prefer brown sauce or ketchup?
Do you prefer brown sauce or ketchup? Do you prefer brown sauce or ketchup? Ketchup.
Ask him where he thinks you're from. Can he pick your accent?
Do you know where I'm from? No?
You say you're from Windsor?
Yeah.
Ask him if he prefers to a
Can I pay by card?
Tell him, go on, give a fellow Londoner a free trip.
Thank you very much.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very aggressive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, good.
Have a good day. Go have a cup of tea. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be bringing that accent home to Australia. It's terrible. But I've had such a good time this week. I'm wrapped because I did not go on the London Eye and almost have an anxiety attack, which is what I thought you guys were going to make me do. But I did get to go on the Thames Rocket instead. So much fun. In fact, I did it twice. Yeah. We got to do the paper quiz and I didn't even piss my pants.
Question number one. What name is given to a verbal device for aiding the memory?
A verbal what?
A verbal device for aiding the memory.
A cue. A cue.
No.
I think it's a cue. Oh my god. Sonda has pissed her pants.
Question number two. Which Greek dramatist wrote Oedipus? Which Greek dramatist wrote Oedipus, Rex, and Antigone?
Oedipus? I don't know. I don't know. I'm too distracted by the fully grown woman that's pissed herself next to us. We all thought we were going to get wet on this ride, but not yet.
I don't know.
Producer Sonder is not helping much with the paper quiz today.
All the memories. Oh. All the memories. But the reason we have been here all this week is because we are headed to Wembley tonight to see Ed. What's wrong?
Because I thought you were going to say we're still headed to London.
No.
I'm like, we're leaving.
I'm not an idiot. Yeah. We're here. We're headed to Wembley tonight to see Ed Sheeran live. It has been such a build-up. All thanks to Snooze, too, who's made this possible.
Wonderful people at Snooze.
Yes. A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store online at snooze.com.au. It is amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you to all the beautiful people at Snooze for making this adventure possible.
And the next time we are together, you will have swum, hopefully, from England to Belgium, across the North Sea. You will have completed your challenge that you've been working on for months and months and months. We are so proud of you. We wish you all the very best. And we wanted to finish the show with some final words of encouragement from your beautiful dad.
Hey, Tomo, good luck with your swim. You've shown any fool can fly. Now show that any rock can swim. Please don't drown. Love you a lot.
Good on you, enforcer. Thanks.
Actually, it's not just your dad. It wouldn't be a shout out without a bit of Johnny.
Hey, Weapon, it's your flatmate. Just hoping for really good conditions for this swim to Belgium. Something like that would be just perfect. You could just belly it the whole way there. Good luck, bud.
When we asked Johnny for audio, I don't think he realised that when he does a video and points at the ocean next to him, it's not very helpful.
No.
Was he next to the ocean?
Did he go all the way down to the ocean to film that?
Yeah.
He's committed, you mate.
I think he's, yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to say he's, no? Okay. Let's get out. See you guys back in Oz.
Love you all. Bye.
In a couple of weeks.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.